United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go! 1-800-529-2229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and I'm sitting here in studio with 6 to 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock listening to Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock. I should have known he was going to play something like that.
2 days before the 4th.
And this was a legendary performance,
absolutely,
was it not?
Yes.
I didn't like this performance of the Star-Spangled Banner.
No. I've heard Ted Nugent do it, and I like Ted Nugent's version better.
I don't know what he's playing. I mean, in between the riffs, this is not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my favorite rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner.
It's not mine either, but it's one of the most well-known.
That's amazing. Sometimes you just got to say no.
Unable to connect to the internet.
There it is.
Hey,
the number is 347-945-5229. I was just talking to some young men outside, and certainly it was good meeting. It's always good meeting, coming to work and meeting new people, new faces. That's what makes radio so terrific.
Got to be a Chick-fil-A ad.
Yeah. the new Chick-fil-A ad, you can check it out on YouTube, I'm quite sure. They've got a blonde-haired chicken.
That's a cow.
Oh, that's not a chicken?
No, that's a cow.
That's a chicken.
That's their tagline, eat more chicken.
Eat more
the
chicken.
The dairy cow's putting up the sign, eat more chicken. That's their tagline.
We got to find another Star-Spangled Banner fix.
Because
I can't do that Star-Spangled. I got to do a...
Hold on.
Ted, I got to do another...
Whitney Houston's?
Ted Nugent.
Yeah, try
it. We got to do another Star-Spangled Banner because that one wasn't working. How you been? You called off Monday. You were...
I was waiting on a new used washing machine. I don't buy new appliances.
Let me tell you a story about my washing machine.
Okay.
This is a great story. And I'm going to call everybody out because they deserve to be called out, because I have a problem with when you have service contracts and you ask people to come in and to be a part. We do this and we do that. So the beginning of June, I have a washing machine, and the washing machine's maybe a good 7-8 years old,
mm-hmm,
maybe 10. And something happened to the drum. And I have a service contract at Sears, where America shops. So y'all call Sears and tell them I'm talking about them, because they need to be talked about. So I go, and we call Sears, and they come out. And the first initial is the assessment. And he comes out and says, we need to order some parts to fix it. Okay. They'll be here next week.
Okay.
We'll come back. Okay. Order the parts. They call ahead of time, ask to have the parts arrive. We say no. They say, well, call us when the parts arrive. So the parts come. Now, you look at a washing machine. And I have a front-loading washing machine.
Oh.
And it's this front drum.
Okay.
So now I want you to look at a front-loading washing machine and look how big the drum might be. Now think about how big the box may be.
Oh, so they sent you an entire drum.
So they sent me an entire drum.
Well, so we're talking a 3 by 3, 3 foot by 3 foot square box, probably.
Pretty much, yeah. There you go. And they sent two of them.
Oh.
My house is not that big.
No, I've been in your house. It is not that big.
It's not that big. So they send me two boxes, because one is the basket and one is something else. Whatever it is, I don't know. Didn't open them. And the box says fragile on the front, and the box comes in, bent, dented, and looked like they played soccer, but they took it over to the World Cup, and they practiced with it. So we call them, tell them that the drum is here. The repairman comes back out. And we're looking, this is 3 weeks now.
Okay.
2.5 weeks. He comes back out and says, the drum is now dented. You can't use this. So he puts it in the garage. They put all these parts in the garage. And they'll tell us, we'll be back July the 10th. Now, I don't know about you guys, but do you know what it's like not having a washer machine when you've always had one?
Well,
they tell me, go to the laundromat.
That's expensive.
Oh, they'll pay for it.
Oh, they will?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. So
they only pay for $25 a week.
There's you and your mom. That's way more than 25 bucks a week.
Well, you missed the point. They don't care about that. So they're just going to give you some clean underguts. That's it. Anything else? Too bad. So they're going to give you $25 a week. So they didn't tell me that. They just said, go to the laundromat, and we'll reimburse you. Now, I'm like, how do you reimburse? How do I get you a receipt for a change machine? Hello? But never mind. Fine. I'll figure this out. So yesterday was the 1st of July. Mm-hmm. Happy 1st.
Yeah.
And so something says to me, you better call Sears because the parts have not come yet. You're bumping up against a holiday,
yep.
And the parts are not here yet. So you need to call Sears and find out what's going on. So I call Sears. And I'm on the phone for 2 hours. And, you know, I try to be pretty cool. I rant and rave here. You know, this is where America shops. So this is the 4th of July weekend. We've got a guest coming on, don't we?
No.
Okay. So this is 4th of July weekend. It's open mic. And I'm, you know, I'm sitting here and, okay. The person, they said, listen, we have a machine. We haven't heard. The parts are not here. And I'm just confirming that for next week, they'll be here by then so that my washing machine will be back functional. And I need to know, what do you want me to do with these broken parts in my garage? These boxes are huge.
And Mom can't get her car in the garage.
Well, she can get a car in the garage, but, you know, it's just too much. I can't get anything else in the garage. So they send me to another department. And the number goes, here, this is how it works. Can you give us your phone number again, please? Do you live here? What's your name?
Only for the last 20 years.
What's your name? This is your phone number. Okay. Oh, we can't help you. We need to send you to another department. Hold on. Then they put music in your ear that is annoying.
Muzak.
It's not even soothing. You know, music is supposed to calm the savage beast.
Mm-hmm.
This music is annoying that they put on, and they play it in your ear. Hey! And then it's bad music, and it's a bad sound in your ear. And this is what they want you to have customer service, what customer care. So then you get to one person and say, listen, this is my problem. Well, can I get your phone number again? Well, can you tell me, is this your address? Well, what's your name? I'm going, hello? Okay. So we do this 4, 5, 6 times. I get to one lady, and she puts me on hold, and the phone hangs up. Not my phone, their phone. So what do I have to do? I got to call all over again.
Time, you've got steam coming out of your ears.
Oh, steam. It was worse than steam. I'm going through this process, and I'm saying, okay, let's loose off. I'm playing with my little bubbles because y'all know I play bubbles on the little Facebook page. I've moved from the kitchen to the desk so I could play bubbles and try to woo saw. And I said, well, listen, I need to talk to a manager because I just found out that the parts are on back order.
Oh.
So, see? So in the process between her telling me and her hanging up on me, I found that the part is now on back order, and they're waiting for the return of the parts in my garage.
To exchange them.
To exchange them. Hello? When were you going to call me and tell me? How am I?
See, this is precisely the reason.
How?
I go down to the used appliance store, and I pay $150 for a washing machine, and they bring me a washing machine, and it's guaranteed for 30 days. And I use it for 6 or 7 years.
Turn your mic up, because your mic is down.
And I use it for 6 or 7 years.
And go get another
one. And I go get another one. That's precisely the reason why I don't buy new.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm saying, okay, I can't put the box in my car for the UPS man and or the mailman to pick it up. I cannot see my mailman picking up this box and carrying it down the street as he's delivering other mail trying to get back.
That's going back UPS.
When are you going?
How did it come? Did it come UPS?
I don't know. UPS, well, that's another story, because UPS now has this thing that they ring the doorbell and run like there's a dog chasing them. You don't sign for anything. They just drop it on the front porch, ring the doorbell, and run. So by the time you get up from your chair and get to the front door, they're gone. Efficiency. That's what they call it. So
not my guy. My guy and I, we have a relationship. We actually shoot the breeze.
Well, in the hood, they ring the doorbell, like, ding dong, gotta go, and they're gone. And the number is 347-945-5229. So I'm sitting here, and this is Sears, Aware America Shops. It's supposed to have the best quality service. This
but
is supposed
you forgot.
To, huh?
Sears isn't Sears anymore. It's Kmart now.
So what is better than Walmart? I don't go to Walmart. I go to Kmart. I shop at Sears. It's where America shops. It's where everybody buys their appliances.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It was supposed to
Chili's
be.
Chili's is where everybody in Youngstown buys their appliances except you.
Do they have a better service plan?
I'm sure they do.
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
Because I'm only an hour into my conversation.
You've managed to kill 20 minutes talking about this three-hour conversation.
That's what
we're in good shape.
That's what I'm saying. And I cannot believe. And I said, what happens when the older people have this problem? What happens when our seniors or when people that don't know? What happens with them? So I called back again. I said, I need to talk to a manager. Well, what do you need to talk to him for? I don't think it's any of your business why I need to talk to a manager. If I have to talk to a manager, you want to give me one. Well, I need to know what are the details of your conversation so I know who to give it to. So I'm looking at this, and I'm going, so I have to go back through it with her again. She puts me on hold for another 14 minutes. They never did give me a manager. They gave me customer care. So I said to them, they said, well, you might want me the replacement washer because you may qualify for this. All I want to know is when am I going to be able to wash clothes again, because the laundromat is a major inconvenience. You know, I was looking at my swimsuit this morning. Mm-hmm. I went swimming last weekend.
Yeah.
I have 2 swimsuits. Well, I don't have a washing machine. I would like to wash my swimsuit between washing.
Between
so
swimming.
I got to go back to the laundromat to wash 2 washing machines. I'm not mad at folks that, you know, don't have washing machines. But, hello, who goes to the laundromat with 2 swimsuits?
Nobody that I know of.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't believe it.
I've got an answer to your problem.
What?
B&J used appliances in Salem.
I still have a contract. I paid for it. You know, you pay up front for the service contract. It would be double spending money. I'm too cheap for that.
You also ain't got no clean clothes.
So this is what they tell me. You can see I'm running out of clothes, absolutely. So they tell me this. I finally get to the resolve. At the end of the story, she tells me, well, we will replace your – since it's on back order, you don't have to return the parts. They were in error. Now, I said to her, she said, what's your problem? I said, don't you guys communicate with one another? Well, each department doesn't communicate with the other department. Do you guys realize that we are in a global society? We have emails. Y'all know more about people than – have you seen what happened to Facebook over the weekend?
No, I missed it.
They were actually targeting people, trying to see how their mood would change based upon their postings. It was a study. Do we realize the kind of technology we have now? How much? You cannot make billions of dollars like Sears does, Be Aware America shops, and not have an IT department that actually has computers that talk to each other so that you have a record of when people call in with what's going on. Duh.
Yeah, I know.
Howdy, how?
The NSA knows everybody you've called.
Speaking of which, that's another problem, because I was thinking about that the other day. But we're going to go there to after the break, because I just don't understand. So to the end of my story is, because I'm ranting and raving about this, I already had a tough day. Because the people on here yesterday was crazy as heck.
Oh, yeah, it was nuts yesterday.
I don't know what kind of medicine they were on yesterday.
I think the left is becoming psychotic.
Something happened. They drinking Kool-Aid. As the president said, he had crack in his pastries in the White House. Hey, I'm with him. They all on crack. Yeah, I said crack. See, yes, I said it. And, you know, and anybody that's conservative out there that's going crazy because the president said that they was on crack in the pastry chef had crack in the pastry because it was so good. Get over it. Quit tripping.
That's right. Dr.
That
Daniel,
was the dumbest thing I've
ever
seen.
Dr. Daniel told me my Bavarian creams are the crack of all donuts. So
that's what I'm saying. It's a cliche. Quit tripping.
Yeah.
I read more stuff last night about the president talking about crack in the White House in a little bit.
Well,
I don't have anything else to report.
Well, I've been, you know, I mean, on the other side, you got people calling Hobby Lobby hypocrites because they buy stuff from China.
Well, guess what? Don't wave a flag toss day after tomorrow either, because it's made in China too.
That's right.
Hey, but my quilt wasn't made in China.
That's right.
Mary
Michi made your
quilt. No, Mary Michi's mom.
Mary Michi's mom
made my quilt. And it was made in the good old Ohio and the good old U.S. of A.
Actually, I think there's only one flag maker in the United States, and it's in Coshocton, Ohio.
The problem is we can't afford it.
I have an American-made flag.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
How do you have an American-made flag?
Because I went out and I bought one. I paid like $35 for it.
That's what I said. We can't afford one. You have more money than the rest of us.
No, I just, when I buy my American-made, if I buy a Chinese flag, it flies for about 3 months and I throw it away. I buy an American-made flag, it flies for about a year and a half.
And then do you burn your flags? Do you take them home
and take them somewhere
and get them burned?
I take it to BFD.
Hey, let us 347-945-5522 tonight. I've got to get to the resolve of my story, because I have the privilege to vent. I'll feel better. So they finally tell me that I don't have to return the parts.
Okay.
It takes me 2 hours. 2 hours, blood pressure up. For them to tell me that I don't have to return the parts. The part is on back order. And even though it's been more than 21 days since my initial call, the guy who ordered another part that's on back order,
mm-hmm.
See, this is a second basket.
Right.
And gasket, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Since it's on back order, it has to be on back order 21 days for them to give me a replacement washer. But since it hasn't been on back order for 21 days, I've got to go 2 months without a washer machine. So, welcome to Tracy and friends. I just had to get through. It took them that long for me to get there. I just couldn't believe it. I don't understand. How do people deal with that? Good morning, 440. How are you today?
Good. Real good. I'm going on vacation tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Outer Banks. Outer Banks.
No, you're not. They're going to.
Yes, I am.
You didn't watch the weather. So they're
going
to have a.
Why are you going?
Might as well just stay home now. They're going to have a hurricane.
That'll blow out. It's not going to be as bad as what you think. I'm not going to be there.
I can tell you right now, my wife works for an insurance company. They've stopped binding coverage in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Florida. As of this morning.
They stopped doing what?
Binding coverage. You can't call in and insure anything there.
Oh, anymore. Okay.
Until after the storm passes.
Now, question for you. How do you know that it's going to blow over?
It's supposed to touch there this afternoon or tonight. That'll be bad. It's not supposed to come in and just, like, wreak havoc. I'm not worried. I already had people call me already and told me that it's not going to be too bad. So that's
so
all right. That makes the waves bigger.
So you're going to do like the people that were down in New Orleans.
That makes
and have wishful thinking and say, I'm going to stay here because this is going to blow over.
I'm good. I'm good with it. Going to take my whole family down. You get to ride the waves. That's good. I don't know. About 10, 11 days. Until I get sick of it, come back home. go do some deep sea fishing? I'll be good. It's good. I've been down there before. I've been down there when it was kind of bad. A lot of the news overblows. But, yeah, I'm going to go down and do that. And, hey, I got insurance just in case it doesn't, so it's
insurance
bad.
On
I
what?
Can always go back. Renter's insurance for the house. I'll just go back down.
Oh, you mean you got, like, vacation insurance, so if something turns you away, they'll reimburse
yes.
what you've spent so you can go back. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, see,
I didn't know anything about that
bucks.
Until... Yeah, I didn't know anything
bucks.
About that until I went to Europe. That's big in Europe.
What's that?
Vacation insurance.
Yeah, I heard about
travel insurance. So if something goes wrong and it ruins your trip, or they reimburse you.
Yeah, someone was telling me the other day about making sure that when you're going, especially when you're planning big trips, that you take out traveler's insurance.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to... there was a conversation last week, and I can't remember the whole gist of it, but somebody made the remark that why would you ever want to be a truck driver? You know, that's what I was wondering. Anyhow, my brother-in-law is a truck driver. He just bought a new boat. It's a Wellcraft Scarab. It's like $140,000-$150,000. So I think truck driving is pretty good.
Actually, I'm not a truck driving person, but truck drivers make a good living.
Once you get your hours in, if you're a good driver, you know. I mean, they're having problems right now in around Wheeling, West Virginia, around that area, finding school bus drivers. Because all the school bus drivers are quitting school bus driving and they're going to driving water trucks for the fracking.
Well, you can't even believe them.
School bus drivers
are really bad drivers a lot of times. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
How's that cook?
How do you change the ringtone?
How much does this cost?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life, except...
Any questions?
No.
At the doctor's office. Ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're back. 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
I'm Willie Flores with your headline news.
Let's all say a prayer that the spirit of the buffalo is alive in all the men and women in the United States Army, in the United States Marines, in the United States Navy, United States Air Force, the FBI, and the warriors, of law enforcement in the United States Armed Forces. I believe in peace. I believe in peace through superior firepower.
I think this is just as bad as the last. That
No. It's not all out. No, it's
not as bad.
No.
Second verse, same as the first.
Yeah, he's going through it. I mean, he's not doing what Hendrix did, where he chopped it up.
Hendrix was high.
No. No. There were no drugs. There were no drugs in music in the 60s.
Okay. Listen, can I tell you something? The people that were in the 60s are now in the White House in the millennium. You realize that, right?
I understand that.
You know, Barbara Streisand, Bill Ayers.
Yeah.
You know, the hippies, your radicals, your love child, your flower children. You realize they're in.
Oh, I know.
John Kerry. Jeez, oh man, what are you? I mentioned John Kerry, and everybody wants to imitate him. What's wrong with? Why do y'all do that?
He's a moron. He's always been a moron, and he's a traitor.
Why is he a traitor? You sound like the Swift Boat people.
He's a traitor. I'm sorry.
Traitor.
You don't
what?
Stand in uniform. You don't protest your country in uniform. If you want to protest your government, you take the uniform off.
Speaking of which, going back to the uniform, since you're going to mention uniform, what do you mean? What? Okay, flags.
Flags. What about them?
There's only one way to hang a flag.
You mean
there's a proper way to hang a flag?
Horizontally, you mean?
Horizontally.
Yes. Stars to the.
To the right.
To the left.
Stars to the left.
Yes.
Stars to the left.
Yeah, the blue field of stars always hangs to the left.
Okay, I messed up.
Yeah.
I got stars and bars put on my toes. And I think we messed up.
Okay,
so now when you destroy a flag, because, you know, they do become
worn,
you're not just supposed to throw them in the trash.
No.
Why?
No, there's a ceremony. There's a ceremony. The flag is to be folded, and there's a retirement ceremony. The flag is to be folded and burned.
What do you mean? Why?
Because it's the symbol of your nation.
Huh?
It's the symbol of your nation.
It's a symbol of my nation. So let's go back to this. The number is 347. But so why don't you do that? I mean, I'm very, very serious about that. I don't know the significance of why you just don't throw it in the trash and or.
Because it shows disrespect. Would you throw your father in the trash? When he passed away?
Not really. I mean, people do have when they burn the people up.
That's basically what you're doing with a flag. Is you're having a cremation ceremony.
So why do you have a cremation ceremony for a flag?
Because, part one thing, it's law. It's part of the flag code.
What do you mean it's law?
There's a flag code.
If you break the law, do the flag police come out and get you?
I don't think they've ever really enforced it, but there is a flag code that tells you the proper way to. I mean, I'm in violation because I don't light my flag all night.
What do you mean you don't light your flag all night? What does that mean?
You're supposed to either take your flag down at sunset, or you're supposed to illuminate it.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Eric, good morning. Did you know that?
I had no idea, Tracy. Wow. You have to take it down at night.
Yes, unless you have it illuminated.
Which is a light spotlight.
Spotlight.
Oh, wow. So that's, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I did know about, you know, you can take them out to the VFW or the AMVETS or somewhere.
Boy Scouts do it.
They all have where they burn it. But I didn't realize, I couldn't understand why you can't throw them in the trash and or why can't I light my own fire?
Because.
And why would you burn the flag? You don't want anybody else to use the flag?
United States Code is official subject matter order, compilation federal laws, in accordance with Section 285B of Title II of the U.S. Code. The subjects covered by 50 titles of the U.S. Code are, and we are looking, Flag Code. Previous to Flag Day, June 14th, 23, there were no federal state regulations.
And you're supposed to fold the flag, then say the Pledge of Allegiance? That's a ceremony.
It does not impose penalties for misuse of the flag.
And then they want you to burn the flag after you fold the flag. Or you can bury the flag.
Mm-hmm.
You can bury the flag?
Yeah.
So you give the flag a burial.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the EPA people saying about the contents of the flag being in the ground? Won't that hurt something? Because they have metal rivets. And they don't decompose.
Yeah, they do. Brass rots.
Brass don't rot. They don't rot.
Brass.
Ain't no brass coming from China.
Okay, it's shiny steel, which will rust faster.
It's good to know, because I don't think people really know that. What else does it say about flags?
Display on buildings, universal custom to display the flag only from sunrise to sunset. However, when a patriotic effective desire, the flag may be displayed 24 hours a day if properly illuminated during the hours of darkness. Flag should be hoisted briskly and lowered ceremoniously. The flag should not be displayed on days when the weather is inclement, except when an all-weather flag is displayed. Flag should be displayed on all days, especially New Year's Day, Inauguration Day, Lincoln's birthday, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, wait
a minute.
Hold on, I need send that to me. You know why? Because, you know, there are people that display flags, and I don't think we illuminate the flag when we display them.
The flag should be displayed daily on or near
the. And I don't think they take them in at night.
No.
We have these, you know, computers. Canfield has a flag program, and Borman Rotary has a flag program. I don't think they don't light up the flags at night. We got to go talk.
The flag should not be draped over the hood, top, sides, or back of a vehicle, a railroad train, or boat.
Listen. What?
The flag should not be draped over the hood, top, sides, or back of a vehicle, of a railroad train, or a boat.
Can I wear a flag?
When the flag is displayed on a motor car, the staff shall be fixed firmly to the chassis or clamped to the right fender.
Really?
No flag or pennant should be placed above or if on the same level to the right of the flag of the United States of America, except during church service conducted by naval chaplains at sea when the church pennant may be flown above the flag. Oh, we're going to do away with that.
Do away with what?
Church pennant.
See, there you go. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Good morning, Diva. How are you?
Good morning. Y'all crazy. I ain't doing all that. I'm sorry. I'm not even perfect in my ways to the God that I serve. You think I'm going to be perfect to a nation? No, I'm not doing all that.
So let me ask this, because a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel as though we should not be that ceremonial about America. We shouldn't even say the pledge anymore. Are you one of those people too?
It's not about not being ceremonial. I think they just take it too far. I think it's, to me, it sounds like idolatry. I love America.
See, I have a problem with the Pledge of Allegiance.
But doing all
okay.
that sounds like idolatry to me. So I'm not doing it.
So you're not gonna. So you're just gonna throw the flag in the trash.
Yep, I have, and I will continue to do so.
What's so hard about dropping it off at the VFW and letting them do it right? We're not asking you to do it.
You don't have to do it yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to do it yourself. Just drop it off at the VFW, the
Boy
Scouts, and let
Girl
them
Scouts,
go.
All the Scouts, the MVETs, all of
yeah.
them do it.
Yeah, it's not like we're asking each
I
person
hate,
to do it.
Well, one, we don't really. I don't even know where the Boy Scouts at in my neighborhood. I hate having to go to a mall to look for a new shirt. I hate having to drop off used clothes at a consignment shop. So I'm not going to just go out my way and drop off a torn up flag.
Okay. That's good.
Or
I mean,
see,
a lot of people feel. I mean, they I don't know if it's
then,
lack of.
Then why? Yeah. Then, but if you care that little about it, why even have one?
But you said you have a problem with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I do because I know where it came from.
Where did it come from?
It was originally written as a socialist moniker by a socialist.
In what way?
Oh, I'll look it up here.
What do you mean? Good morning, Covina.
How you guys doing?
Fine. How are you?
That last statement just, you know, almost floored me. Person has a problem with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then say that it's some kind of something to do with socialism. Oh well.
He's getting ready to pull it up.
Okay, it shouldn't even make a difference. Like who said it? It's like me saying I have a problem with the flag because it was. But that doesn't make it right or wrong. Who cares if it's right? That's like saying I have a problem with the flag because Bessie Ross was a slave owner or something like that.
Well, no, what you have to understand is, as a military veteran, I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, which has nothing to do with supporting and defending the country. They're two entirely different things. And that's what you have to understand. Because the Pledge of Allegiance asks me to pledge allegiance to the Republic, and I owe the Republic no allegiance because I swore to support and defend the Constitution.
But
and the Constitution
the
can be on any piece of real estate on the planet if the people of that
okay.
piece of real estate
what,
want it
that,
to be.
That makes, whatever point you're trying to make that makes you worse than the socialist that you're trying to make a point, you're just a fanatic white supremacist or something like that. What the heck does that got to do with it?
Covina, man, you know what? I just want you to know something. You just lost your mind. Yeah, I understand. I think y'all need to call up the White House and get some of that pastry crack so y'all can be happy.
Yeah.
Because
he
don't like to go along.
He doesn't good like morning. The country. He plays the Pledge of Allegiance to
you
the
you don't like the country either.
You
don't like the country.
That. I didn't say nothing about the country.
You
I was
don't
like
the country.
Dumb ideas.
Just like
Wimbledon
has white supremacy because you got to wear all white.
That's it.
But the flag, okay, does not the flag show that you show allegiance to your country?
No.
You stick
no. No,
does.
The flag, no, no, the flag, no, no, the flag shows that this is the country in which I represent. Every nation has a flag. You're not playing allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
But the flag
Republic.
Represents your country. The flag represents
stand.
Your country. The flag, the flag is not. It's not. That's why they have a ceremony around destroying it and everything, because the flag is actually the representation of the nation in which you are a citizen, that you say that you will protect and defend, that you will follow the laws, and that your citizenry there.
But he just said that's not what his as a veteran or as someone who served in the military, that was not his duty. That's not where his allegiance lies. It is to defend the Constitution of the United States.
That's what he said.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what he said. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with him. I'm just saying, but when you say flag, the flag is not the bar, the stars and bars. The flag is actually what the stars and bars represent.
Okay, I got a question.
So why do you care if somebody throws it away then, instead of burns it?
The same reason why you have a problem with
same reason you don't put your father in a dumpster.
No. Let me put it this way.
Hold on.
One at a time. Have you ever seen the motorcade for the President of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen what it represents? I mean, have you ever really paid attention to what it all entails? That is a lot of. Why do you have that many cars and motorcycles? Why do they have a motorcade? Why don't they just go put him in a car with some SUVs and some Secret Service around him and make him go? Why do they have It's a motorcade. This is an entourage. Those motorcycle people are not there. They're there for to show the strength of America. They're not there to show, you know, for protection. Kennedy had a motorcade and he got shot.
Kennedy was also riding an open car. That's
but you missed my
that.
Point. But I said motorcade. You have to understand. I'm not talking about the security of the car. Why is it that you just don't have a tank and some Secret Service? Why do you go through the whole pomp and circumstance of this motorcade?
Well, I think it's stupid, too. I think they need to just have one little, one of them little coat mobile thingies.
No.
And let them pass.
Listen, it shows everything
the United States president does is a symbol of America's power.
Correct.
For example, a United States naval ship dips its flag to no other nation.
Correct.
And because when two ships pass, the greeting, I guess you could say, the handshake is dipping your flag, taking your national ensign to half staff and raising it. The United States does not dip their ensign first to anybody, period.
That's why when President Obama bowed, I believe, to – who was it?
And Bush did too, though.
Yes. When the president bowed to another foreign leader, the American people had a problem with it because American strength is not supposed to bow to anyone.
We got an ego problem. That's the problem. We got an ego problem.
No.
Tracy, I got a question for you and Six here. The Constitution was written after the United States was formed, so the people who fought in the war – before the Constitution, were they fighting for the country or for the Constitution?
They were fighting to create a new country.
Right.
They already had the Articles of Confederation, I believe, while the Revolutionary War was going on. I'll have to look that up.
The black guy who's on the back of the $2 bill who's sitting inside of the hall, they say is the first black president before
George Washington.
Right.
And also, I mean, that's the thing. The black
technically
the black
good six.
The black input into the revolution has been largely ignored and whitewashed. The Battle of Lexington Concord was fought by a militia made up of equal parts black and white from a integrated church in Massachusetts. And unfortunately, a lot of this history was destroyed by people like Woodrow Wilson.
That's pretty deep, Deep Sticks.
Black people had a very large hand in the revolution.
Very much so.
Oh, yeah,
and it
wasn't Crispus
forced.
Attucks.
What did you say, Eric?
Crispus Attucks.
Who's Crispus Attucks?
Oh, Lord.
Who was Crispus Attucks?
He was the first casualty of the American Revolution.
And he's going to hurt Tracy's head. He's going to hurt her brain. He's trying to give her some facts this morning.
Covina man, you know what you should never do?
I'm trying to look out for you, Tracy.
One thing you should never do? And
ma'am?
I'm going to tell you this for real. You should never insult the host on a bad day.
Hey, I'm trying to
really
look out for you, Tracy.
You weren't trying to look out for me. You were just trying to get a zinger in. But I just thought I'd tell you that. Yeah, I got enough facts in my head. I don't need to have more.
Exactly.
Don't try to help out. And the number 347-945-5229. It's open mic today. Want to somehow, if we can, try to keep it a little bit light. You know, we're bumping up against a free, against a holiday, the 4th of July, Independence Day. Actually, I say I want to keep it light. I want to ask a question. It's going to really, really be off. Go ahead.
Well, I got this last paragraph of this article. Francis Bellamy is the guy that wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. Francis Bellamy is a Christian socialist in conjunction with many other liberal thinkers and writers of his day, favored a socialistic, centralized federal government as opposed to traditional conservative Christianity and local government concepts of the South. He, along with his cousin Edward, became heroes of John Dewey and other advocates of progressive education, in which 100 years has resulted in producing a morally corrupt, anti-Christian, multicultural, secular public school system, which now openly opposes traditional Christian culture.
But when he originally wrote the Pledge of Allegiance, it did not have any mention of God in it.
That's correct.
That
you're right.
That
didn't happen until 56, wasn't it?
57.
Okay.
It was under Eisenhower. Absolutely. And the reason was because it was written by a socialist, and it was originally written to be used for any country by the youth. And it was. Eisenhower said, without under God, it makes us no different than the godless nations of the communist bloc.
So how did we adopt the Pledge of Allegiance along the way if it was written by a person who of this matter? How did that happen? How did it get to the halls of Montezuma?
It just happened to get there.
I have a question for Six. Mm-hmm. How can you say it was written to be said by any country when it was specifically written a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, not to the Republic of
Because the original was not. It was published in a magazine, some kind of a socialist youth magazine. I can't remember the exact title. And it was adopted.
But just
The original published in that magazine was "I Pledge Allegiance to blank." Fill in the blank.
Oh,
that's not true.
And then, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
So, Diva, I got a question. You just heard about this, so how do you know it's not true?
No, I didn't just hear about this. We debated about this several times on Facebook.
So you know about this. So you researched this. So what research have you found that refutes what he's saying?
He is right that it was written by a socialist Christian, but the reason why we adopted it was because the guy was still a Christian. Back then, there was no difference between a socialist Christian, a liberal Christian, and a conservative Christian.
I have the original verbiage right here. I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, individual, with liberty and justice for all. On September 8, 1892, the Boston-based The Youth Companion magazine published a few words for students to repeat on Columbus Day that year.
Do me a favor, email that to me so I can put that up. That's amazing. I've never heard of that. I don't think a lot of people have heard of that either.
But you look at it in the context.
Don't say something stupid.
No, I said no one ever had a problem with it until Barack Obama was in the White House. All of a sudden, now he's beyond reproach now.
Can I ask you a question? How did Barack Obama get into this conversation? We ain't talking about Barack Obama.
How white supremacist thinking. Yeah, I'm thinking about the white supremacy thinking. They're going to say, now the flag ain't no good. Now the Pledge of Allegiance ain't no good. Nothing is good enough. Now we got a black man in the White House. Nothing.
Covina, man, you have lost your, I don't understand. How in the heck do you get to white supremacy and Barack Obama when we talk about the Pledge of Allegiance being written in 1800 or something, and it not being written the way that it's actually that we actually say it? How do you do that?
Tracy, how you gonna answer the question? You got a white supremacist in the studio with you.
I've had a problem with the Pledge of Allegiance probably since about 1998.
But my question is, how did you become a white supremacist?
But you never mentioned that.
before. You've never mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Not here.
I haven't said the Pledge of Allegiance. I haven't said the Pledge of Allegiance since probably around 1998, 1999. I stand politely.
But I do not
repeat those words.
Diva, the question is, let me say this. You know, sometimes information is power, whether you agree or disagree with it. It's just that you know it. It's that you have a grasp of it. And so that when it comes back around again, you have a knowledge of it. You can speak to it. You don't have to be an asinine about stuff. People just, because it's something that you've never heard before, and you don't have to correlate it to something that's stupid like Barack Obama and didn't nobody care about it until he got in the White House. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
At the first National Flag Conference in Washington, D.C., June 14th, 23, is when they replaced the words my flag with the flag of the United States.
And so,
so from 1892 to 1923, there was no firm
pledge
to the United States.
Why did we start doing a pledge to the United States? What happened in America that made people actually start doing an affirmation to America?
1942, Congress officially recognized it. And in 1954 was when they put under God in it.
But why did they do it? I mean, what? I mean, we put under God in it because that was after the
right.
was after the war.
Well,
am I correct?
Well, you're looking at early 20th century progressives. I mean, and what they were trying to do was they were trying to turn the country more towards the collective than the individual.
So let me ask you.
So one way to get people to start thinking collectively is get them to think as a group,
so,
instead of individuals.
So progressivism has been on a move.
Oh, yeah.
Since the beginning.
Since the late 1800s. Absolutely.
That's funny.
It's the truth, Diva. You can look it up. All the records are there. Woodrow Wilson believed that the purpose of education was to make a man unlike his father as possible. Because his father at that time, at the time of Woodrow Wilson, was probably a very independent man.
I'm going to
take
a break.
Because Woodrow Wilson felt
AM
that way.
The number 347-945-5229. I know I sold sticks to keep it light, but this is pretty good because I didn't realize that. And if you're talking about Independence Day,
yeah.
And we'll work our way to the actual Constitution. But if you're looking at we stand for the pledge and the Star Spangled Banner, and we sing all these songs, and they were taught to us in school, but they really never gave you the origin of it.
Right. See, up until before the Civil War, people referred they would use the statement, "These United States are."
I'll be right back.
Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Casino Man.
I'm Richard Davies, appearing in court today, a key suspect in the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. In Washington, ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Federal prosecutors describe Ahmed Abu Qatala as a senior leader of a terrorist group who supervised the ransacking of the U.S. mission the night of the attack. In court papers, authorities say Abu Qatala has tried to target Americans since the 2012 raid and has discussed his deadly and destructive intentions with others.
U.S. intelligence officials are growing more concerned about the threat of attacks on commercial airliners. Homeland Security officials are now proposing an extra security measure at overseas airports where flights go to the U.S. More jobs in June. The findings in a new report from a payroll firm about what American employers are doing.
Good, really good. Big gain, and the gains are broad-based across lots of industries and companies of all sizes. So about as good a job report as we've had since the recovery began 5 years ago.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. Tense moments and strong feelings about the surge of immigrants across the U.S. border with Mexico. Protesters in Riverside County, California, blocked buses carrying migrant children and families to a border patrol center. The Atlantic hurricane season's first named storm is off the Florida coast. Forecasters say Arthur could become a hurricane tomorrow. Fire crews in rural Northern California are working to contain a blaze that's burned through more than 4 square miles. It's burning in the Pope Valley area of Napa County. U.S. goalie Tim Howard being called a hero today by World Cup soccer fans. He made 16 saves during the U.S. team's 2-1 loss to Belgium. Howard tells ABC News,
"That's what I signed up to do, you know, stick my face in front of balls and get in the way, and that's my job. So I was able to do a lot of that last night, and, you know, for me, unfortunately, it wasn't enough."
This is ABC News.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Federal regulators say the wireless phone provider T-Mobile added bogus charges to customers' accounts without their consent. The accusations being made by the Federal Trade Commission, which claims that T-Mobile knew about fraudulent charges and failed to stop them. The firm says the accusations are without merit. Young workers may not be worried about saving for retirement because it's decades away, but personal finance experts say if you start putting away a small amount now in your 20s, it's much easier than waiting until years later.
The younger you are and the earlier you start to invest, the more you can take advantage of compounding.
Julie Jason, Chief Investment Officer at Jackson Grant. What is compounding?
Compounding is interest on interest. It's just the numbers are just incredible as to how much more you can have over a long period of time.
She says even small amounts of savings make a big difference. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, Ford Escape handles whatever comes your way with exclusive EcoBoost technology and foot-activated liftgate. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer today.
The service experts at your Ford dealer know you'll likely be hitting the road this summer. So get the works. It's a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, and more, designed to keep your Ford running right.
Right now, get the works for $39.95 or less minus a $10 mail-in rebate, making it just $29.95. Only at your Ford dealer. Up to 5 quarts oil. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/14.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the March Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the March Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios, Ford Fusion helps you stay connected with available voice-activated sync technology. Get one now for only $199 a month. For details, visit driveoneohio.com.
Do you find yourself constantly tired?
Do you have pain, migraine headaches, or digestive upsets? Or you just feel like your immune system is weak? Call Dr. Matt Mason at Mason Wellness, 330-219-6250, or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Now to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston. Woo!
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon, the show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Tonight, I'm standing in studio with six. What's six?
I'm looking at the military oath of office here, and I didn't know this.
What?
Enlisted service members swear allegiance to the President of the United States and the Constitution. Officers do not swear allegiance to the President of the United States as a safeguard against a usurper commander-in-chief. They swear allegiance only to the Constitution.
Well, so do elected officials. We swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the state of Ohio. That is the oath that we take as the elected officials.
Presidential oath of office is, I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Officer oath, I, having been born an officer in the Army of the United States, as indicated above in the grade of, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duty of my office upon which I am about to enter. Enlisted, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to the regulations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. Which I believe, in my opinion, is in contrast, in deference to the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Because the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag says, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. The Republic has nothing to do with the Constitution.
I have a question for you, Stick. So with that oath, and you're stating that you have a duty to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States, name which war that basically that we fought that threatened the Constitution of the United States of America.
Oh, there are lots.
Oh. World War II, World War I, and also you forget, I also have to obey the orders of the President of the United States. Remember?
In which way did World War I and World War II threaten the United States Constitution?
Remember, we were in a Cold War, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I'm a Cold War.
No.
Why did I say no? What? What? Can we just get it?
The United States entered World War I after the Lusitania, which was carrying American citizens, was torpedoed by a German submarine, which was a direct attack upon the United States. You're playing a lot of semantics here.
Hold on. Stop.
You're following orders.
Hold on. Diva, listen, you get mad when I mute you. But you ask the question, but you won't let him answer because you come back and talk on top of him. So do you have a problem with talking on top of people, or do you want me to just mute you? Answer the question, because I didn't hear you.
Well, we entered World War I after the Lusitania was attacked and sunk by a German submarine, which was an attack upon the United States. I mean, she's playing semantics is what she's playing.
Yeah, you're asking a loaded question. You just want to argue.
It's a semantic question.
No,
because attack on the soil of the United States of America is an attack on the Constitution, because if they overthrow the nation, they overthrow the Constitution.
And when you look at terrorists right now, there is an attack on the freedoms of the United States of America. As a matter of fact, we don't realize even the war on terror right now, what's going on we have a civil war going on inside the borders of the United States of America, and we really don't even know it now.
I mean,
today.
Instead of the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, I think every school child should do a Pledge of Allegiance to the Constitution, in my opinion.
No.
Go ahead,
no,
Eric.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi said that it's an open society down there now. It's really not a border.
Yeah. I mean, we're playing games.
We're getting ready to have some kind of serious insurrection, because – Because you've got right now, I mean, they just had a big protest in California of all places. They turned those buses around.
Yeah, they did. They don't want them
there.
They
don't
want
those people there in that small town.
Well, the small town. Why would they send them to a small town like that?
Because they thought they could.
But who told them that they could do that? And
They're dropping busloads of these people off in Massachusetts.
Why?
Yeah, yesterday they had 3 busloads in a row.
They're not coming to Youngstown, are they?
Probably. They're dropping them off. They're loading them in buses in the Southwest and dropping them off just willy-nilly at bus stations across the country.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. So how are you going to know where to find them to deport them back?
Ding, 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 ding. You win the prize.
So hold on.
Wait a minute. These people have no form of identification. They have no form of identification. You don't know who they are, how old they really are. You have no idea to know. There's no way to know.
So how do you know? So you've got all these thousands of young people and immigrants and illegal immigrants, and they're waiting for deportation because you cannot handle them. So they're taking them to places, dropping them off, putting them off the bus, and saying, "Here's $10, go get a meal," like you would a prisoner coming out of prison.
Yeah, pretty much.
So would you have a problem with them microchipping them with a GPS device?
Personally, I'd load them on an airplane and send them back to whatever country they came from.
Drop them off
in the capital city. I don't care.
Okay,
you got lots of C-130s.
Okay, but
I'd load them up.
You're
you tell me what nation you came from. I'll load you up on a C-130, and I will drop you on the tarmac in the capital city of your nation.
You know, a C-130, isn't that a military plane? That's a very uncomfortable ride.
Oh, gee. And it's good enough for soldiers, but it's not good enough for illegal immigrants.
Aren't you mean?
Okay, but they're here, and you guys are complaining about not being able to keep track of them, not being able to find them. So my question is, let's stick to the point. Would you have a problem with the government microchipping them with a GPS device?
Yes, I would.
Because it's their invading their sovereign.
Hey, I got
a problem with that.
Let me get on to this issue right here. I was going to say a quick point about California. California has never been receptive of illegal aliens. We had 187 way back in the 90s. There's always been a push against. The thing is, the courts have cited against California. That's my first issue. The second one is, name me the last time that anybody enforced the border of the United States.
They never do.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, right, all of a sudden.
No,
you know,
it's not all of a sudden.
No, because
I'm not going to let you go down this highway.
Go ahead.
I called John McCain's office when Bush wanted to do this amnesty thing and screamed at the top of my lungs, build a daggone fence. So don't give me this crap that people weren't, if you recall, they were trying to do amnesty under Bush, and it went down in flames.
But let me ask you this.
That wasn't my point, Stick. That wasn't my point. Because I just said that California, 187, we tried to enforce the laws, but the court said, oh, California, you can't enforce the laws. Only the nation can. So I asked you the question, when the last time the nation enforced the law? I didn't say Stick called John McCain.
I agree. We never have.
But okay. Let me ask you. See, this is what I don't understand. When you talk about borders.
This is something you and I could agree on.
When you talk about borders, I mean, we have lasers. So you don't have to build quite a quote-unquote offense. You might need to do some laser treatments in between. But if you really think about the laser beams that we have now, you can actually create. I mean, if you look at invisible fences that you have for dogs. Well, I'm serious. Do you realize invisible fences are no joke?
But lasers, you don't. I mean,
you don't have to build a brick-and-mortar fence.
Well, I personally would like to see them hire Israel to build a fence and then put an Ellis Island-type facility somewhere.
That's just so archaic.
Wow.
Why is it easier for some people to get here, get green cards, than it is for some? Because they pay for it.
It's not any easier, Diva. Don't get it twisted. It's not easier for one set.
These people are paying $2,000, $3,000, up to $8,000 to have their children smuggled here.
But they're not coming the right way.
Listen,
Diva, you talk too much.
You asked the question. It costs approximately $15,000 for a person to get legal status in the United States today. You go through a legal process, and those people are bamboozled by smugglers over in their country.
I mean, yeah, they're putting in Honduras and those other South American countries. The phone that should never ring.
Let me finish
and
my point.
In the South American countries, they're putting public service announcements on their television telling those people that if they can get their children here, that we will not send them home and they can stay.
Because America has something called the wet foot, dry foot, or the...
No, that's Cuba. It's got to do with Cuba.
They have something here that once you get here, they wouldn't send you back. They told them that there's a law here.
Yeah, they claim political asylum.
So how do you feel about all the Russian slave trafficking, the prostitutes they bring over here as children? Do we just send them back?
They should not bring them here either.
Do we send them back?
Yes.
Do we send them back?
Yes.
That's all hypothetical, because Tracy, let me say this. You were talking about the border and build a virtual fence. It doesn't matter if there's a virtual fence or not. People just walk across the border and wave their arms and say, hello, border control, come pick me up, get me to the bus station. Now, it's not sneaking across the border when you come across and start waving down the border control to come pick you up.
You're right. That's what we're talking about.
You're right, Kavina, man, because we have this suicidal tendency to take on anybody that claims to be an indigent without actually checking on it.
440, your mic is on.
Agree with Diva. Maybe a little bit with Kavina, man. Just open it. And you're going to make yourselves irrelevant. Go for
say
it.
Say that again?
Open up the border. That's what you want. You want to do
that? No. They're saying close the border. Kavina Man's saying close the border. Diva's asking questions about how we let other people in here. Because if you look at any other people have come.
No. That's not what they're saying. Kavina Man and I agree on closing the border.
And Diva's saying that we are letting other people in, and we do let other nations in. There are some nations that we let in more freely than others.
The only children that we have to return right now by law are Canadians and Mexicans.
Yeah, the rest of them don't necessarily make it.
The rest of them have to go through the court system.
Correct. There are other children that come over here and other people that come over here that don't have as hard of a time getting status and asylum here than they do in other nations. Haitians can't even come in the country and be here 10 minutes before they turn around and send them back.
Right.
And if a
Cuban has to touch soil, if they catch the boat
and they're caught in the water,
they turn them around.
But if they touch the land, they can stay.
Right, wet feet, dry feet.
Case in point, there's a popular hip-hop artist, female artist now. She is from Australia. She's white, blonde hair. She came here with no money. How'd she get a green card? She came here at 17 years old with no money. How'd she get a green card?
It all depends, Diva. There are processes that people take.
Ask her. She's white.
Ask her. I don't know why you're asking me for it. Ask her.
There are people that come here. They come with nothing. They're immigrants, and they work their way. They go through the process. The problem with the Latino and South American and Mexican is they come here and they don't look for green cards. They don't look for legal status at all. They are a subculture here and a monetary culture here that's not playing within the game, within the paradigm.
And it's widespread. Salem, Ohio, is full of illegal immigrants, and they're working at Freshmark. Absolutely.
I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600.
I'm Willie Flores with your headline news. Washington police say an arrest has been made in the case of a teenage girl's death. U.S. Marshals arrested Ricky Williams IV, 18, of Youngstown on the city's west side just after 6 p.m. Tuesday. He was interviewed by police in Austintown for several hours after his arrest. Williams is charged with aggravated murder and kidnapping of Gina Berger, 16, of Austintown. Berger's body was found with one stab wound to the chest in a Grove City garbage transfer station last week. Heroin addiction has reached epidemic levels across the country and the state, but a group of Democrats is saying that Ohio is going the wrong direction in dealing with the problem. Democratic nominee for Ohio Attorney General David Pepper said that 1,000 people are expected to die from heroin overdoses in Ohio this year. Yet state officials have cut the local share of federal funding for addiction programs in 50 counties by one-third, or $20 million. For WSOM News, I'm Julio Flores.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Route.
Once a slave, became a brilliant and powerful leader of the anti-slavery movement. In 1852, he was asked to speak in celebration of the 4th of July.
Fellow citizens, pardon me and allow me to ask, why am I called upon to speak here today? What have I, or those I represent, to do with your national independence? Are the great principles of political freedom and of natural justice embodied in that Declaration of Independence extended to us? And am I, therefore, called upon to bring our humble offering to the national altar and to confess the benefits and express devout gratitude for the blessings resulting from your independence to us? I am not included within the pale of this glorious anniversary. Your high independence only reveals the immeasurable distance between us. The blessings in which you this day rejoice are not enjoyed in common. The rich inheritance of justice, liberty, prosperity, and independence bequeathed by your fathers is shared by you, not by me. The sunlight that brought life and healing to you has brought stripes and death to me. This 4th of July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice, I must mourn. To drag a man in fetters into the grand illuminated temple of liberty and call upon him to join you in joyous anthems for inhuman mockery and sacrilegious irony. Do you mean, citizens, to mock me by asking me to speak today? What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days of the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is a constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham. Your boasted liberty, an unholy license, your national greatness, swelling vanity, your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless, your denunciation of tyrants, brass-fronted impudence, your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery, your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parade and solemnity, are to him mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety, and hypocrisy, a thin veil to cover up crimes that would disgrace a nation of savages. There's not a nation of the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of these United States at this very hour. At a time like this, scorching irony, not convincing argument, is needed. Oh, had I the ability and could reach the nation's ear, I would today pour forth a stream, a fiery stream of biting ridicule, blasting reproach, withering sarcasm, and stern rebuke. For it is not light that is needed, but fire. It is not the gentle shower, but thunder. We need the storm, the whirlwind, the earthquake. The feeling of the nation must be quickened. The conscience of the nation must be roused. The propriety of the nation must be startled. The hypocrisy of the nation must be exposed, and the crimes against God and man must be proclaimed and denounced.
Of our national anthem by the Boston Pops, Mariah Carey.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. That was the meaning of the 4th of July for the Negro. It was given by Frederick Douglass on July the 5th, 1852. And I played it because, one, I asked Dixon, he has his history and, you know, what he's learned. And I asked him, had he ever heard that? And he's like, no. And we always talk about Frederick Douglass and what went on with him and our past and how things happened with that. But most people have never heard that speech. And they need to understand what the 4th of July means to America, but doesn't always mean to the black person. Mm-hmm. Now, it is changing some, but it's not changing in totality. Because there are still African Americans who do not subscribe and or feel as though they are a part of the Constitution of the United States of America and its freedoms. Because they don't get to participate in it because of the inequality of it, and because people have decided to make racism a commodity, and to make segregation a commodity and separatism a commodity, to keep people away from each other, so that we will not be united, they are still causing us to feel the same way, because there are a lot of people who still believe that the Constitution was not written for them. So it's crazy.
Now, but how much of that is misinformation, and how much of it?
Because we've
had the three-fifths discussion so many times.
We're not talking about three-fifths.
Okay.
We're talking about the Constitution in general.
Okay.
Because if I cannot buy into and or feel as though that I have liberty and justice for all, liberty is freedom, and justice is being fairly treated.
Right.
The same, and not being treated as I'm somewhat lesser and or not as important.
Different.
Right.
Right.
So if I do not feel the equality for all, the justice for all, and the freedom of all, then I don't believe that I'm still a part of it. Going past the three-fifths of the person, way past that. And there's still a mindset of inequality in America when it comes to people of color.
All people of color or just black people?
I would say most people of color.
People of color.
Because when I say people of color, African Americans, but you have to understand, you still have your
Do you consider Latinos people of color?
Latinos are people of color because you have Puerto
Asians?
Asians, somewhat, but not as much. No. They are not people of color, but they are a colored people.
But they
a little
have
bit
faced a lot of discrimination.
You ain't in this conversation yet. Hold up. I'll call you in.
I'm sorry, my bad.
There is a mindset, because you believe that Asians are equal, am I correct?
I believe everybody's equal.
No. Let's look. I'm talking about the white mindset, not yours personally.
Okay.
The white mindset.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that Asians are more equal than blacks, because you have to understand what has been taught in America when it comes to people of color, African American. Come on now.
The Chinese were pretty much used as slaves.
We're not talking about what they were used for. We're talking about when they come out of slavery. Because when you look at we think that people that are Asian are intelligent.
Right.
We think that people who are of Latin descent, they're hard workers.
Hey, Tracy.
They'll do anything for freedom. Hold on, Eric. You know, they come over here and sell peanut butter on the corner for a dollar. To live,
they can roof some houses.
See what I mean? We think Amish people have a work ethic that's unbelievable.
Except when they're having a kegger.
That's something different. We all have these perceptions of these people.
Right.
But when you think of the black man, what do you think of?
Not usually very good.
So why is that? And it never has been good. And how has white America been conditioned to believe that black American is never good, no matter when they were good? Because in the 60s, they were afraid of them when they were working. They were productive in the 60s and the 50s.
Absolutely.
And they were working, but they still didn't have a good perception of them, because they were told not to have a good perception of them. And so here we are in 2000, which is 50 years later.
But who told? I mean, you and I both know that Jim Crow was put in place to keep people fighting.
But society at large, has propagated to make sure that there's always been a superior and an inferior, a thought process when it came to people of color. Even when you look at beauty is blonde with blue eyes. Beauty is never dark with dark eyes.
I don't know about that.
Then most books have been wrong over the years. Because right now you're just getting to the place where you look at a black woman who's dark, and they call her a sex symbol and or a person of beauty. Go ahead, Eric. And then Lumbering, South Carolina.
What did you think, Tracy?
What?
Tracy, what did you think of that Pastor Manning? I saw what you put online.
See, you heard. You saw that. I wasn't going to play that out loud. I'm scared to play that.
Wow. I said, wow, when I heard that dude.
Me, I did too. But you got to. But there was some truth in what he said.
Yeah.
Was there not?
Yeah, there was.
Is this just recently?
Yeah, it was on yesterday. So if anybody is a friend of mine on Facebook, you can go there. I'm too scared to play that online. I got to go start my car when I leave here. go ahead, Diva.
I just want to say that Six, I think you're a wonderful guy. I don't think you're a bigot or a racist at all. But when I say that you're in a bubble, this is what I mean, because you have, you want this ideal of America and everybody being created equal, but you don't want to accept the fact that we, most of us, a lot of us, don't feel that way. And instead of honestly answering Tracy's questions, you are hedging around them.
I'm not.
I think he's not hedging. He is being honest. He answered the question honestly. That's what he feels. I mean, why do you think he's being honest?
I'm not talking to you, Eric. I'm talking to Six.
He's old man. I'm the
only one. I did not hedge Tracy's questions. I absolutely agree with her. We have been conditioned to look at a black man as lazy and shiftless. Absolutely. And the thing
why?
Is, it takes a thinking man to move away from his prejudices. You may not believe this, but in my 20s, I was a far-left union guy. And I read and I learned my and I read my way out of it.
But you got to be a reader and a thinker. You got to be a reader and a thinker to get yourself out of it.
I can tell you my epiphany. When I realized that everything that had to do with my union was of the privileged, by the privileged, and for the privileged, and they could care less about me as long as they got my union check, my union dues.
But that has.
And when I started looking into that, I started realizing the Democrat Party didn't care about me either.
Hey, Tracy.
But that has nothing to do with you understanding.
Diva. Diva. You cannot ask a man to feel what it feels like to have a baby.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in my
20s. There's no way.
When I was in my 20s, I was all for legalized drugs. I thought war was evil. I said the military was evil. You know, everybody should get free education, free health care, blah, blah, blah. But then, I read my way out of it.
Yeah, you know what Winston Churchill said, don't you, Eric? When you're 20, if you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart. And when you're 30, if you're not a conservative, you don't have a brain.
But hold on, Diva, listen. We have to realize, as a woman, I cannot ask a man to feel to ask him to actually have sympathy or empathy about
that's
me having a baby.
That's not what I'm saying.
And so you cannot ask a white man to fully understand what it's like to be a black man, because he can never comprehend the difference. The same way we as women, as black women, need to understand, we will never know what it really feels like to be a black man. There is a difference, and we need to understand when we hear things to be empathetic with him. But to understand, we will never really have the pain of it, because we will never understand it, because we will never feel it.
See, what you don't understand, Dave, is I can't do a thing about the entire society, but what I can do is when I interact with people of color, I can question my motives and question my feelings and question the way I'm doing for myself. And if we each do that and make sure we check our biases and make sure that we're not using our biases, make sure that the person I'm dealing with them on a factual, not an emotional level, then we can change the whole country. But we do it one person at a time. You cannot make a society turn with force.
And I will say this.
Okay.
I did not realize, and I guess it's been maybe 10 years ago, the difference between my 4th of July and colleagues of mine that were white, their 4th of July. Their 4th of July was selling a freedom that they've always known. Our 4th of July was a time when our family got together and did not have to go work for the white man. So instead of us having to go and work there, be there, and we could spend time with our family, and we didn't, because he did his own cooking on that day. But we didn't really celebrate the freedoms of the day because we were not free. But see, today I can celebrate the freedoms of it because I am free, because I've decided that I'm not going to allow anything or anyone to hold me back. And now that I understand that freedom is responsibility and accountability, I can move forward. But as long as I believe that I am not free, I will always be held by those who I think are captive over me. Go ahead, South Carolina.
Well, Tracy, the thing about it, I'm looking at it, I've never in no way, shape, form, or fashion felt that way. I mean, you know, the 4th of July was always a holiday for us and Independence Day, and, you know, my family always, you know, flew a flag and stuff like that. So my frame of reference is a little bit, I guess, skewed from kind of what you're talking about. I don't know if I'm not
well,
typical.
Because that's because you was raised in the South, and you weren't raised in the North, where they're racist up here, and they were racist liberals.
Okay.
See, you got to understand when you were raised in the North, and you had racist liberals, where when you went to school, you had friends, but after 3 o'clock, you weren't allowed to be friends because if they saw you in the grocery store, they weren't allowed to speak. I don't know what it was like where you live, but where we lived, that's what it was like up here.
Nah, if we had a friend, you know.
We didn't play together.
Y'all didn't play together?
No, we didn't play together. We didn't play after school together. You didn't kick it with your little white friends. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
You had your little black friends. You got on the black bus, and you went back to the black neighborhood.
Yeah,
now, this is during the 70s. This ain't during
that's
the 80s.
Rally.
This is the 80s, too. This is in the 70s, 80s. This is not in, you know, down there in the South. Y'all might have integrated earlier than us.
But you mean to tell me South Carolina didn't have any Jim Crow laws in place?
Diva, you can't question his history because he might have been in a town where they may have been better integrated.
That's why I'm asking. Did they not have any Jim Crow laws in place where he was at?
But here's the thing, Diva. Jim Crow may have been in effect, but little kids, we didn't see no stuff like that. We didn't pay attention to it. You had them little redneck poor white trash boys that would throw rocks at you when you come up the railroad track. But most of the time, you know, hey, they got to walk past your house too. So, you know,
okay,
Tracy,
you
throw the rock back, Tracy.
Let him finish, Diva.
What did you, continue on,
I mean,
South Carolina.
I mean, it's a frame of reference. I mean, you know, and like I said, Diva, here's the problem that you run into. In my family, I'm just the second generation of individuals that have dark skin, okay? Everybody else, if you go back to my grandmother, them folks was damn near white. So they didn't teach us that way. We all knew what our color was, but we all played together. And I mean, I got a cousin that looks like she's white. So, I mean, how can you kind of be racist in a situation where, you know, you go two generations and the people that are prejudiced against you, quote unquote, are basically your family.
Let me say this. Hold on, Diva. Let me also say this. We need to understand that everybody has their own circle of experiences. And we have to allow for their life experiences to be their guide. That's what makes this show. So everybody's coming from their own point of reference and their own experiences. Not everyone has the same experience here. I'm just telling you what it was like here. And Eric and I may have had the same experience because we lived in the same area. Because Trumbull County is still the same if you ask me.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm asking.
My white friends would pay me to make copies of my rap cassettes because they parents wouldn't buy them for them.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't a lot of listening to that.
In South Carolina.
That's why I'm asking him questions because I'm trying to understand.
What'd you say, Covina?
I was going to South Carolina. Man, he sounded more and more like Bianchi. Like Bianchi was like and was racist, Bianchi would say, well, that's not true, because back in 1953, a Ku Klux Klan helped me get my car out of a ditch or something. You can't say the exceptions of the rule changes the rules, man. I mean, you might have had a pleasant experience with Jim Crow and white supremacy. I'm just
being
a
man.
I can't say that those exceptions change the rule, but I can say this, because you hold that there's a conspiracy of white supremacy does not mean it is true. The same rule, the same thing that you're saying to me, I can say to you. Just because you don't see you know, I don't see it. You're saying there's an exception on my end. There's also an exception on your end that you've got to take into consideration, too. You're putting everything in an absolute, but then you don't want me to do the same thing. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I understand.
I just want to ask a question.
Hold on, Diva. What did you say, Covina?
Oh, I was going to say, I can understand if there are exceptions to rules. I can understand that. But that's what I'm saying. Just because you had an experience doesn't mean that changes the rule. I can understand where you're saying from, bro.
Go ahead, Diva.
I just want to ask you a question, because your experience is your experience. I'm just trying to get a better understanding of your experience. When you live in living where you live during Jim Crow, were there not certain places as a black guy that you could not go, the whites could? Did you not have to drink out of separate water fountains and stuff like that? Did you not have a separation between whites and blacks?
In certain areas, Jim Crow was not everywhere.
I'm asking him about his area.
And when they built the city county complex, a courthouse, there were four bathrooms, and that building was built in 1968. Okay. Those bathrooms were all on the first floor. Okay, two men, two women. When the courthouse opened, everybody used those bathrooms. That was
okay.
Just the design of the building. That's because it was too late to change them out.
Okay. Were there any separations of color anywhere in the area that you grew up in? Because you said as a children, because I know as children you really don't understand the effects of these things. My mother's told me the same thing. But I'm just asking you, because the truth is the truth, reality is reality. Even as a child, you may not have noticed or really cared. Did it really happen that there was a separation of the races in the area in which you live?
But, Diva, can I say this? Let me answer this. Hold on, South Carolina. Hold on. Listen, Diva, this is what you want. You're trying to dig something up, and I'm not asking you to dig it up because you have to understand, in his area of South Carolina, he is 50 years old. If you ask his parents the same question, you're going to get a different answer. 50 years ago, we did not have the same type of segregation and or Jim Crow laws when we were born, so we didn't get to experience that part of it. And if we did, it was prior to 68 when Martin Luther King died, and we would have only been 3 years old, because so we probably didn't pay attention to colored bathrooms and white bathrooms. You would have to ask somebody from another generation like Pianchi.
My mother is the same age.
Whoa, wait a minute.
My mother is the same
I know, hold
age
on,
as
Pianchi.
South Carolina. Mother is the same age as South Carolina. But my mother remembers going into a laundromat when her mother traveled from Ohio back to Dothan. She remembers her mother going into the laundromat to wash clothes, and they made her take the clothes out of the laundromat, out of there, because it was for whites only.
Diva, and again, your mother was traveling somewhere outside of the area in which he lives. That's the issue. Go ahead, Pianchi.
I want you to allow me to ask him about his area. You keep trying to shut me.
We didn't, you know, I never experienced no kind of Jim Crow like that. But we lived in a black community. Black neighborhoods, went to all black schools. We never seen any white folks. That's what I was telling people, that their definition of racism is not the experience that I had. I racism was economics. Didn't have white folks saying they hate you and all this stuff. Throwing rocks at you. Matter of fact, we went over a white kid's house on the way from school one time and threw rocks at his house and broke out all the windows. So I can understand what you're saying. There was no bathrooms. The only place where I remember, and I really don't remember this, but a friend of mine told me that there was a Howard Johnson, the restaurant, and whenever they had all-you-can-eat spaghetti, day that blacks would have to come around to the side and receive their spaghetti, but I don't never remember that. So,
what are you going to say?
I was going to ask Bianchi, have you spent your whole life in and around St. Louis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every geographic location is different because Eric is in Warren. Were you in Warren most of your life, Eric?
All my life, actually.
And I was in Hubbard, and then I would cross over to Youngstown. Youngstown had a different dynamic than Hubbard did,
yeah,
than Warren did.
I turned 50 this year. I don't ever remember segregated water fountains and bathrooms ever.
But if you ask my parents, they would tell me, my parents would talk about the Paramount Theater downtown Youngstown, and they would have to go upstairs and stay in the balcony because they were not allowed to be on the main floor.
Right, and you ask my parents about that, and they have no idea what you're talking about because that wasn't done in Canton.
My mom, my aunts, and uncles really didn't have that problem because my grandfather, he just didn't care. And they didn't experience this separate but equal down south when they were just down there because – they used whatever bathroom they wanted to, and if any white man had a problem with it, my grandfather was going to be like,
But when they went to work, it was a different story. When they went to work, when they had to go, because they didn't go work, most of them didn't go work in all black or all white neighborhoods or all black businesses.
The steel mills were integrated by necessity.
But they were integrated by jobs, by occupation, but every job inside the steel mill, each race had their own occupation,
right,
where you could bring people in.
Right.
You never brought another person from another nationality,
right,
into a different area.
All the Italians were block layers. All the Irish were millwrights. All the blacks were the coke, worked in the coke ovens.
And the coke oven was the most dangerous place in the mill.
Right.
And probably the lowest paid.
And absolutely, you're right.
But I was going to say, sometimes it's like if you ask somebody what their experience with midget Eskimos, and it's, well, I never experienced a midget Eskimo. What it has to do is, like, what's your relevance? That's not me making that noise. I don't know. Somebody's feedbacking or something. But I was just saying, your experience with it has to do with your closeness to it, what was going on around you. So if you might be in an isolated town in Missouri, or maybe you were in a special part of South
Goodbye.
Carolina.
I got to take a break.
Oh, shit.
This is Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600.
Do you find yourself constantly tired? Do you have pain, migraine headaches, or digestive upsets? Or you just feel like your immune system is weak? Call Dr. Matt Mason at Mason Wellness, 330-219-6250, or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. One of America's biggest retailers has a no-guns policy. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more on the announcement.
Images circulated online of people carrying exposed, loaded weapons in Target stores led groups of moms to protest.
As moms, we just don't think that that's appropriate in Target.
Loaded weapons have a place, and I don't think their place is in retail stores where families are roaming the aisles.
Target says it has listened to guest feedback and adopted a no-guns policy. Over the objection of Larry Platt at Gun Owners of America.
A gun properly carried is not a danger.
Target said firearms are at odds with family-friendly shopping. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Federal prosecutors are expected to argue Ahmed Abu Qatala should remain in custody. There's a hearing in Washington today for the man allegedly linked to the deadly attack 2 years ago on the American compound in Benghazi, Libya. Fresh concerns about bomb attacks on airline flights. ABC News has learned the U.S. government wants added security at airports overseas for flights headed to this country.
This is...
Kavina, man.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Are you as just flabbergasted and disgusted
from the United States, who would have easy access to both Europe and the U.S.
ABC's Pierre Thomas in Washington. It might have been a revenge killing. The family of a missing Palestinian teenager in East Jerusalem says the boy's body has been identified. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is accusing Israeli extremists of killing him. Earlier this week, the bodies of three Israeli teens were found in the West Bank. A wildfire in California's Napa Valley has residents on alert. They've been ordered to leave their homes in a hurry if necessary. The blaze has covered nearly 3,000 acres. This is ABC News.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
The stock market opened this morning at record highs, and the averages have gone up a little bit more during morning trading after a couple of fairly strong economic reports, two yesterday on manufacturing, one today on new jobs added in the economy. Just in time for the 4th of July weekend, a hurricane watch posted for part of North Carolina's coast. Tropical Storm Arthur is a threat.
There's little significant threat that Tropical Storm Arthur could make landfall anywhere other than North Carolina's Outer Banks, but there it could cause some significant trouble. We could also start to see evacuations beginning even as early as tomorrow.
ABC's Matt Guffman. Red flags are up for beaches on the East Coast. Chris Lancey of the National Hurricane Center says it's too early to know where Arthur will go. Swimmers are being warned to stay away from the surf because of the concern about those floods or surf. This is ABC News.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios, Ford F-150 offers maximum payload and outstanding towing capacity. Now only $289 a month. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer or visit driveoneohio.com.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
And now, it's the News Talk 600 Drilling Down Report.
This is the Business Journal Daily Buzz Drilling Down Report for Wednesday, July 2nd. A $150,000 state development grant will provide funding necessary to train 40 welders through the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 396's apprenticeship program over the next 2 years. The grant was made available through the Governor's Office of Appalachia and is matched by Local 396's Joint Apprenticeship Program. Butch Taylor of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, Local 396.
Well, as you know, you see more cryogenic plants, well pads,
the we have its oil and gas, which does a major distribution of metering pits as well as compressor stations. And then you have, hopefully, the gas, natural gas power plant that's coming into our area.
Demand for welders with specific skills such as downhill welding has increased since the oil and gas industry took hold in Ohio 4 years ago. In 2012, a similar grant enabled 60 new welders to be trained on that program. Jason Wilson of the Governor's Office of Appalachia.
We see a tremendous amount of growth in the industry, from Marietta up here to Youngstown. If you're a welder and if you have the capability of welding and working, there's opportunity out there in the oil field.
The training would be extended to those that have already had some type of basic certification in welding but are looking to improve their qualifications. A new report out bodes well for the future of the Marcellus and Utica shale plays. Here's Dan O'Brien.
The future of oil and gas exploration in the region looks promising, as a new report by ICF International finds that production in the Marcellus and the Utica will continue to grow. The report says production in the two plays is projected to grow 34 billion cubic feet, or BCF, per day by 2035. That's up from the 25 BCF predicted earlier this year. The report also says resource recovery is likely to be higher than originally thought, and improvements in technology are continuing to increase the ultimate recovery of a well. It appears Halcon Resources hasn't altogether abandoned its Utica holdings. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources issued the company a permit so it could complete its Lutz well in Warren Township in Trumbull County. Halcon is also in the process of developing wells it's already drilled, especially the Kibler well in Lordstown. The company also received a permit across the state line in Pennsylvania for the Gallagher property in Greene Township in Mercer County. And Hillcorp was awarded two permits to drill in Mercer County. No other permits were issued in the five-county region. I'm Dan O'Brien.
And that is the Business Journal Daily Buzz Drilling Down Report for this Wednesday. For more information, go to businessjournaldaily.com. I'm Michael Moliterno.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
The Constitution of the United States of America. September 17, 1787. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Article 1. Section 1. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. Section 2. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states, and the electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislature. No person shall be a representative who shall not have attained the age of 25 years and been 7 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state in which he shall be chosen. Representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within this union, according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons. The actual enumeration shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of the Congress of the United States, and within every subsequent term of 10 years, in such manner as they shall by law direct. The number of representatives shall not exceed 1 for every 30,000, but each state shall have at least 1 representative, and until such enumeration shall be made, the state of New Hampshire shall be entitled to choose 3, Massachusetts 8, Rhode Island and Providence Plantations 1, Connecticut 5, New York 6, New Jersey 4, Pennsylvania 8, Delaware 1, Maryland 6, Virginia 10, North Carolina 5, South Carolina 5, and Georgia 3.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. A little bit of a long break, but I wanted to play the Constitution, and I'll probably try to get the whole thing in, because I found out that a lot of people have never read it. I found out that a lot of people have never listened to it, and they really don't know what it says, and I think you should know. My question right now is, are all people a part of the Constitution today in 2014?
Illegal, isn't it?
Well,
I'm talking about those that are American citizens.
Citizens of the United States of America. I believe everyone is.
Here's the 14th Amendment. Citizens. And I'm glad you read that part about the three-fifths, because you got blacks going around saying, oh, they thought we were just three-fifths of a human. Well, that ain't true. And you hear a whole lot of speculations, a whole lot of theories, and a whole lot of other stuff. You know, you were talking about experiences of, you know, we used to travel to Chicago when I was a kid up in Detroit, and I never seen any places where, you know, I'd never seen those places myself where you color go in or black go in one place and so on and so on and so on. Racism during them years was on economics. An economic issue.
Sure is.
All black community, all black schools. The only time I seen somebody white in our community was an insurance person that came in and collected, you know, on this weekend.
Right.
And my the milkman used to come by with the milk wagon the milk bottles. He was white. And when I went to high school, because I went to a modern technical high school, it was about 70-75% black and only a few whites there.
It's my understanding that in the North you had a soft Jim Crow. It wasn't actually written into law, but in Chicago, there were beaches, there were black beaches and white beaches. There was no law saying that. You just didn't go to the other one.
Well, you know,
that's not true. It was.
Chicago had serious laws about racism and the way that the
New
housing
York
was lined up, and that was serious racism. It was more housing. Yes, ma'am. He's right. I mean, Ohio had the black codes, and as a matter of fact, they were just recently taken off the books.
But Ohio's black codes were different than the black codes down south.
They were all black codes, and it was all racist. You can't just because you just.
But the black codes. What I read, the statutes of the black codes that I read had to do with slaves.
No. Look up Ohio black codes. Local call. Your mic is on.
Hey, good morning, Tracy. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Lord?
I'm doing all right. This is Floyd. I just want to say, you know, I was listening to y'all talking about the Constitutional Amendment. In the 13th Constitutional Amendment, it says that slavery, involuntary servitude, shall be served in this country. And I think in the 14th Constitutional Amendment, it says that there is no contract or nothing, no agreement that you can make that could bind you down into slavery. And with that, you know, I'm just going to be quiet and you just about know what I'm hitting on.
Okay.
Hey, I was going to say this, Tracy, about when you guys were playing the Constitution. I used to read it when I was younger. I didn't know what it meant. But the thing is, what I discovered, or everybody should know, is the Constitution changes whether we wanted to or not by 5-4 decisions on the Supreme Court.
Stay on topic. The question is, stay on topic. Does it actually, can you participate in this American Republic today? That was the question. Do you believe that you're a part of the United States of America and that the Constitution actually covers you? That was my question.
Okay.
Well, that's obvious. Of course it does. Why is that even a question?
You can if you want to. Okay. You believe you can if you want to.
Yeah.
So the question is, why is it that we will not participate? Why is it that there are people that choose to not participate in the Constitution? We're leading up until the 4th of July. I've got about four. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I am finding out there are a lot of people who do not believe that they are a part of the United States or the Constitution actually covers them.
Tracy, that's the people called sovereign citizens. That's not the majority of people, just regular people. Everybody knows they're under the Constitution, whether they like it or not. That's like saying,
No, you're missing my point. So walk with me on this. South Carolina, I know he believes that he's a part of this and that, you know, all things are created equal now. Would you say, South Carolina, am I right about that?
Hello.
Okay. Hello, South Carolina. Am I correct about that? You believe that the Constitution covers everyone and that you have all the rights and freedoms to everyone and there's no disparity. Am I correct?
Tracy, I agree with what you said 100%. All things are equal.
So you believe all things are equal today?
Yeah.
Eric, you believe that you can if you want to. Sticks, do you think that all things are equal? You live out in rural America.
Yeah, I do. I believe anybody. I believe just like my friend down in Carroll County, the only black family in the county, and they own a farm, and they're just like the rest of us.
440 said something that was very telling yesterday. Because he said that it's not that people are racist against the color, they're racist against the culture.
They're racist against their perception of the culture.
Correct. And that was very, very
telling. Because I believe a lot of our callers believe, from what they have said, that they are owed everything.
And that other people should pay for it.
And that other people should pay for it. Correct.
But see, Tracy, we're using the word racist too loosely.
Okay.
And where in some places you should be using prejudice. In some places,
okay,
you
right.
should be used as discriminant.
And
to contribute to your show, I got a building code and amending ordinance of the city of St. Louis from 1926. And if you want me to, I can read you what article, what is this? Article XC1X, what would that be? Doggone it, me and my, anyway, it says
Roman
on segregation. In Roman numerals, yeah, I'm off on that. 99, Article 99 on segregation. I can read that if you like me to.
Go ahead. It's short, go ahead.
It's Section 2505. It's kind of short. It says, who prohibited? It said that from and after the passage of this ordinance, it shall be unlawful for any white person to use a residence or place of abode, any house, building, or structure, or any part thereof located in any colored block, as the same is herein defined, and it shall also be unlawful for any colored persons to use as a residence or place of abode, any residence or place of abode, any house, building, or structure, or any part thereof located in any white block, as the same is hereafter defined. So, yes, I hear people hollering racism and stuff. Ain't nothing like it was in 1926.
No, by a long shot. I wouldn't even know what to do with that. Because my mom was born in 1930. My mom was born in 1930. And the stuff that she went through, I don't even know if I could even live. I don't know if I could live through that. And my concern is if we're not careful, we're going to go back to that.
Tracy?
Yes?
This is Alabama.
Hello, Alabama. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I want to ask a question about the – doing pretty good. I want to ask a question about the Constitution. This is the thing. Why do you have to vote every – so often, every 40, 30, 40 years about voting rights for a certain segment of citizens if we're all citizens?
You don't.
But that's what that's why I'm asking this question, because a lot of people don't believe that they're citizens, and because of that, and they are misinformed when it comes to why that they struck down different parts of the Voting Rights Act over the past summer. The reason why it was struck down was because it only pertained to 9 states and didn't pertain to all 50.
Which goes, and this goes back to my original argument from a couple of days ago. The fight never should have been for civil rights. It should have been for constitutional rights, because it was constitutional rights that blacks were being denied. Their constitutional rights. And by convoluting it into civil rights, now suddenly we have an argument.
And also, Tracy, Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act had nothing to do with blacks not voting or could vote. It had nothing to do with it at all. And you got blacks that believe that. You got black individuals that go around having lectures that's telling blacks that. And you got another ignorant portion of black society that's totally misinformed.
Go ahead, Diva.
Where in the U.S. Constitution did it guarantee that blacks had could sit wherever they wanted to in on a bus?
Equal protection clause. The equal protection under the law clause.
Let her finish. Go ahead, Diva.
Prior to the right to vote, where under the Constitution did it give individuals such as blacks the right to move freely in this country
Diva,
as whites did?
Diva, listen. What Styx is saying, hear him. Quit listening to what everybody else is telling you and then hear
I'm
what
not
he's
listening
saying.
Every one of those things that you spoke of was a violation of the Equal Protection Clause in the Constitution. Every last one of them. They were a direct violation of the Equal Protection Clause.
Actually, the first one was an 1866 Civil Rights Act, which was put forth by Republicans, by the way.
Don't tell them that because they won't believe that.
Yeah.
Framers, do you understand that James Madison, one of the framers of the United States Constitution, while he felt that slavery was abominable, he felt that the Negro was not on the same level as the white man and could not and should not exist in society along with the white man. He felt that we should just sit back to Africa. So you
Diva,
tell me
you
as a framer... As a framer, so you tell me, as a framer of the Constitution, how can we really look at what they wrote and him having them feelings and saying, "Yeah, we were included"?
Because you have to do some research and go back to what Three Cents was all about. You've got to go do some research and find out why the framers of the Constitution wrote it the way they – don't even go there.
Okay.
Go back and do your own research. Go back and look at Frederick Douglass's findings on the three-fifths of a person and look at the statistics of why they had to make sure that people were three-fifths, because of the overwhelming population of the slave trade down in the South, they would have always had slavery, so they had to do something about it. That's why slave owners could not count their slaves as a whole person. But you got to go research it on your own. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, you were talking about life experiences, and I'll give you just a real brief synopsis of mine. I went to a small Geauga County school. We had three black students.
Okay.
They were treated like celebrities. And if you acted out against them or they acted out against you, you got your backside.
How old? Let me ask you this.
Backside.
440. How old are you?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 65.
Now, let me ask you this. They may have been treated like celebrities. Hold on. They may have been treated like celebrities. But my question to you is, how many of them were you friends with when you were growing up?
We were all friends.
No.
We played with them. They were part of us. Through high school.
All through high school. Now, do they come back to your class reunion?
Yes. Two of them married white girls from our class.
I had to quantify that, because a lot of times white folks say, "Well, we treated everybody fairly," and we were like, "Yeah, and because we had our own codes of how we were going to react to white people because we wanted to be safe.
All I can tell you is that in my school, it was strictly all inclusive.
Wow.
In every respect. Well, I'm just
that's good.
Not saying that's everywhere. I'm just not saying that everywhere.
I'm just I was just wanting to get clarification of it because white people look at things differently than black folks do all day long. So I just make sure. I just want to get clear.
Yeah, things are different now. I must say, I have to admit, Tracy, because my daughter's first sleepover was a white girl. She said, "Dad, can my friend spend the night?" And I said, "Sure, no problem." Her mom drives her office a little white girl. I'm like, "Okay."
it's different. It's major. Because when you talk about racism now to somebody who's in school, they'd be like, "What are you talking about?"
I got one more. I got one more thing to say. As far as the Constitution, the Constitution isn't for everybody. As long as you have a leader of your country that's willing to bend or break the laws of the Constitution to pander to certain groups or entities, no, it's not for everybody. And that's the way I see it. I mean, that's it.
Okay.
And there's no color barrier.
Also, people lose their constitutional rights once they've been in jail.
No, Alabama, I'll call you up. I'm going to do this. We're going to do this civilly. We're not going to go to do what we did yesterday. That's not going to happen. Private caller, your mic is on.
It's me again, Tracy.
No, that's not you. Private caller that's calling on the internet line. Hello?
The conversation's good. I'm enjoying the conversation.
Good morning, Brown.
I've been talking to you guys for 2 weeks. Good morning. I mean, when the gentleman said that the three people in his high school were treated well and that they interacted with him, I'm assuming that he graduated high school roughly 1965.
1967.
I don't think that's that any remarkable of thing that in 1967 that you interacted.
It all depends on where you live.
Because
Brown, if you didn't listen earlier, what I said was earlier, even though I graduated in 83, we were still not integrated as we should have been because of the locale that we lived in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I graduated before you, and I went to two high schools. One of them was amazingly diverse. When I say amazingly diverse, there were blacks, whites, Latins, and Pacific Islanders or Asians.
We are raised in an area. We are in an area that is still segregated by race in a lot of ways.
Probably
today,
a lot of that has
2014.
Probably a lot of that has to do with income.
No income, no social status. Just the perception of how people feel based upon their politics.
Well,
Tracy, can
you
I
know.
Say something?
Yeah, go, hold on, Bianchi.
Sorry.
Go ahead, 440, because I know you're not going to stay long.
All right. This is the way I see it. I segregate, but by the way people treat me. I don't give a doggone what you look like. You treat me well, I'll treat you well. You treat me poorly, we're going to have a problem.
Well, let me ask this.
That's all right. I've got to go
to the political aspect of this. Because still in Mahoning County, they're still very biased based upon, and they're still very, very prejudiced based upon their politics locally. Am I getting that wrong? I think Eric, you're the only one in here. That's in Mahoning Valley right now.
Oh, Tracy. Well, Tracy, I'll tell you this one. My mom graduated in '65 from Harding. She said when Martin Luther King was assassinated, there were white kids walking around the school singing "Ding Dong, You Know What Is Dead."
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, but that ain't racism.
What is that?
It's
ignorance.
It's sure not brotherhood.
Well, but brotherhood is not guaranteed under the Constitution. People don't have to act out brotherly to each other. Constitution protects your rights from governments, local governments, state governments, and federal rights imposing laws that will take away from your rights.
Six, yes. Did you say, am I right about this? Because when I look at the politics of this, It's still very, very segregated.
You call it politics. You call it politics, Tracy. But
no,
I mean
I'm talking about Mahoning, where we are right now.
The Mahoning Valley is very segregated.
It's very, very segregated, and it's based upon your race. And when it comes to even politics, they don't believe that. There are exceptions to the rule.
The politics is something that people that have racial biases can hide behind, and you can call it. And you can call it politics. When you're going to have 90% of black folks, roughly, maybe 85% of black folks, and I'm just guessing in your area, that identify as a Democrat, it's far more acceptable. To go after them or deny them because of their politics while saying it has nothing to do with race. A lot of things do have to do with race.
I never thought, but I can't tell
what's in a person's heart.
Go ahead, Diva.
I never thought in this day and age that my then 7-year-old daughter, not too long ago, when I moved out of Youngstown, moved into the suburbs, will have to be subjected to being called a nigger by one of her classmates. I never thought that that would happen. I never thought that in the suburbs that I am in now, that my neighbor behind me does not associate with me because of the color of my skin. And this was told to me by another neighbor, because that neighbor got mad because that neighbor helped me with my fence when I was on crutches so my dog wouldn't get up.
Diva, a question for you. What nationality was your neighbor?
My neighbor's white.
American.
Okay. Nationality. She's American. Ain't no,
no
white.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily, because, you know, when you get down to Columbus, you can be in a Somali neighborhood and they'll treat you the same way.
All right, I'm sorry.
How old is your neighbor? How old is your neighbor, Diva?
We're all around the same age. They're not that much older than me.
Okay.
We're all around the same age.
But
and
so,
I live in a
smaller
neighborhood.
Hold on, Diva. Why don't you let somebody ask you a question in the meantime? What promulgated her to call somebody the N-word? How did that happen? Did they just say, what's up, my nigga?
No, he just called her a nigger. He told her, get away from me, you nigger. I don't like niggers.
Because he hears his parents say it, and he thinks that it's okay.
I went and talked to the teacher and explained to the teacher what happened. And she says, well, I can understand him saying, not understand him saying that, but she says, yes, he did say it. He gets it from his parents. His parents have a problem with blacks coming into that school system.
Okay. Now can I ask you a question? Because your daughter experienced that, do you now think that most white people in your neighborhood feel that way?
No.
Okay. Good, because, I mean, there's ignorance everywhere. And sometimes we have the bad habit of tying everybody into one.
I get called a white supremacist on a daily basis.
That is true.
I get called a black supremacist.
The white neighbor helped me, the dog out the fence, and he noticed
but
my dog taking out the fence. And so he sent my daughter in. He said, look, can you ask your mom if it's okay if I fix her fence? The dog wouldn't get out. So we got to talking, and I said, sure. So then he comes, not too long, his
she's
wife come far. Over, and they talk to me sometimes.
Yeah.
And they told me that the guy on the end, who I always wave to and say hi, never speaks to me. And he's like, well, yeah, that's why.
Could I ask a question, Tracy?
Yeah, you don't get a long answer like the last one. But go ahead.
Yeah, I like to ask this question. Where was the law broken?
There was no law broken,
but still.
Well, if there was no law broken.
But if there was no law broken,
it's just a person who happened to call me the N-word.
I'm not going to like it. And I hope I don't get emotionally charged in there where I call you anything else or say anything else to you. But if you want to call me the N-word, you can do that right now.
Kavina Mann and I probably aren't going to take our wives out for dinner together. Pianchi and I may.
Yeah, I will, because you go to nice places like the Amish place.
I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Bubba Burger is all natural, juicy, and perfect for your 4th of July festivities. Quality you can trust. Find Bubba Burger nationwide in your local grocer's freezer. You'll never bite a better burger than a Bubba. Visit BubbaFoods.com to find your nearest retailer.
Drowning in credit card debt?
Realize credit counseling only lowers interest and takes up to 7 years?
Thinking about bankruptcy, but found out the new bankruptcy law forces you to repay your debt and may ruin your credit for 10 years.
If yes, and you don't want to risk your property or your future, and you need fast debt relief, call the U.S. Financial Management My Debt Negotiation Program.
My debt negotiation paid off my bills in only 36 months and helped me avoid bankruptcy.
Get the superior solution to bankruptcy in credit counseling.
I reduced my debt by 70% and with one low monthly payment.
And harassing collection costs.
I was afraid to answer the phone until my debt negotiation stopped the hassling once and for all.
Restore your credit.
We finally bought our dream house.
Stop overpaying credit card companies today. Grab a pen and take this number down. 1-800-563-1283. The call is free. The money you'll save is real. Don't wait another day to resolve your problem. 1-800-563-1283. Hurry before the new law doubles your minimum monthly payments. Call 1-800-563-1283 now.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Church family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Do you chronically suffer from a weak immune system? Do you easily get upper respiratory infections, the flu, or a cold during the winter season? Consider Defense Forte and C1000 with bioflavonoids. Our drugless prescriptions are designed to be a perfect antidote to help you overcome these health problems. Contact Mason Wellness Center at 330-219-6250 or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSON.
Bye.
Okay, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm here in the studio with Six. I want to thank him for hanging out with me on this Wednesday. Today is the 2nd of July, 2014. We're bumping up against the 4th of July. Jeff and Mark Manchin will be here on tomorrow, and I will be back on Monday. We won't be here on for the weekend. Local call, your mic is on.
This is Steve.
Steve, are you in a room with the television on, sweetheart? Because you need to come out of that room. You're making a
sound like they're cleaning out their garage.
Pardon me. They're doing something, huh? Because you're making a whole lot of noise.
I'm doing something. I'm back.
You okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes?
I'm here to pick up for my girl, Diva.
That ain't nothing new. What do you want?
He sure is consistent. I heard you saying that someone made a racist comment for a daughter.
To who?
Didn't she say someone made a racist comment to her daughter or something?
Yes.
Well, that happened to me today. Some guys riding down the street and called me that.
And they were just riding down the street just calling out the window. Hold on. That's not you. What did you say, Steve? Hello? Steve?
Yeah.
Hold on. I've got some... Who is that?
In fact, I was going to call up on Monday because she was getting beat up.
Okay.
Diva was. And I wanted to call up, but I was too late.
All right.
Try to stick up for her.
Okay.
I knew Diva, my girl, was getting beat up real bad. And
you had to defend her.
Well, Stanley, he took the slack, Stanley did.
Okay.
Stanley's a good guy. He's a lib like myself. I mean, I'm not totally liberal, but
okay.
I do believe in some part.
Free stuff. All right.
In fact, today marks my 50th year leaving Philadelphia and going into being put away for 6 years.
Wow.
So
but you should have never that should have never happened to you.
Well, it was because I had...
No, you didn't. I got to take another call. No, we're not calling there. No, Steve, that's not a conversation for the radio. 550, your mic is on.
Tracy Winbush, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Ron. It's good to hear your voice.
I've been listening to you all off and on, in and out. But when I just heard, like, the little girl was called in, it seemed like some of your listeners out there say that's okay. You know, I heard somebody say it wasn't no law broken. Yes, No, then the other person said, yes, it was. Laws was broken, Tracy. Now, you know yourself, you cannot do that in the workplace. They will run you right out of there. You cannot do that in the workplace. But what I'm saying is that, for me, you fine, but for a little girl, that's just a form of bullying. I mean, Diva has to sit down and she has to talk to this girl about this because the other parents are doing just what they said. Now, Six, I hope he's still there because he can relate to this. I come out of school 67. I ran track 63, 64, junior high, but in 67, we ran our district meets down in Salem. Okay, and right next to Salem was an elementary school. And mm-hmm. those kids, second, third grade, they come over to the fence, and they holler, nigger, all during their recess. All of them, okay? These are first, second, and third graders. Where did that come from? They come from their family. They didn't know any better. Oh, there was guys sitting on them
right.
and throwing rocks at them and stuff like that. But as they got older, I'm quite sure some learned, some carried that in. I've seen this myself in down at the we ran our district track meet before you go to the state meet down there. So that's when I heard him saying what he did. I understand that. Just what he said, that was brought up. He was brought up listening to this from the neighborhood. But also, Tracy, you just like I hear where one neighbor might do it. Some of these neighbors are pressured by other neighbors. I'm sorry, you know.
That's true.
If you want to associate, they'll say, oh, no, you cannot. And they'll just put their nose up at you. I've been living in Liberty for 33 years, okay? I've had a couple incidents with my kid, and they were going to kick him off the baseball team. I said, no, leave that kid on the team. This is what you call something that he's going to learn. And we took care of him as far as Absolutely. Absolutely. And an attorney heard me from the back because he was listening the way I handled it. I got the parents over there and everybody, you know. I said, just a good thing his older brother wasn't there because that boy would have been laid out. I taught my kids, Tracy. I taught them to blast them in the mouth.
I don't have a problem with it because it's a teachable moment. I've been called an N-word since I've been grown, and I need
there
to know how to handle it because if I allow my emotions to get to me, I'm going to be in jail.
But what I'm saying is to say there was no laws broken when it comes to a little kid. What's in the news lately? Bullying. Back in our days, you didn't have bullying because it was much butt-whooping. Now, where you grew up at, Tracy, you know where you grew up with Tracy. See, they don't understand. You cannot ride through Tracy Township after 8 o'clock because you will get stopped when it gets dark. There was a little club up there called the VFW. I had to go 2 miles out the way to go home instead of the 15-minute drive because if you rolled through there at night, you got stopped if you was black, point blank. And
it's still there today. They still roll
Thank
in the same
much.
Way.
Well,
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. So, but even for Diva, that N-word is not going away. It's the way you got to handle it now with your daughter, you know. Things are a little different now, you know, but I'm quite sure if she had a couple brothers, that would help you out. But now, if those kids figure as though they can get away with this, Diva, she'll be subject to that all through her elementary school days. So there was
no,
laws. It was like I heard people in the back, oh, what, nothing wrong, you can do this. You cannot do this, okay? I hate hearing people
right.
say that.
I
know who said it. What?
I didn't make it seem as if she was a victim. It was a teachable moment for me. It was a teachable moment for her. And she's learned that there are certain people who are going to say stuff like that to her. But it still
yeah, but
doesn't
also
make
have
it
to learn.
She
don't have to accept
hurtful.
That, Diva. She's
it
not going to have to accept
doesn't.
That through her life.
Right.
No.
And it still doesn't
but
make
can
it
I say,
less
Diva,
hurtful
sweetheart,
or
listen, this is the problem. This is the problem that I have. But just because you call me the N-word does not take it, because I've got to go back to my topic of discussion.
Right.
Just because you call me the N-word does not negate me from being a citizen of the United States and being able to live here and get all the rights and privileges of being a citizen. And in America today, we have become so victimized that every time somebody hurts my feelings, says something against me, I become the victim instead of the victor. And when you teach your child, you teach her how to become the victor and not the victim.
I'm kind of amazed that you think there aren't any morons out there. Because there's morons everywhere.
And
I know
the
that
truth.
There are
I mean,
morons, but to have, you know what? My mother taught us different. My best friend growing up was white. I stayed a night at her house. I was up to my mid-20s. I was one of those people that people use race as a crutch. They could always make an excuse about race because I've never experienced blatant racism. I knew that white people had a problem with black people in certain instances, but I never experienced it. So all my life, even in college, it was like, oh, man, they use it as a crutch, blah, 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 blah. So it's awakening.
This is not a session. What I'm saying is, it is America. People don't like black people. Black people don't like white people. As a matter of fact, you want to know the truth about it? Straight folks that don't like gays. Gays don't like straight people. We got a whole other microcosm going on here that's unbelievable. The problem is, how do you handle it? And do you allow people to take your victory away from you and you become the victim? And we've got a bunch of people in America now, as we go into the 4th of July, who will become victims. Based on other people's perception of them. Hold on.
I want to ask you a question, Tracy.
Hold on, Brown, because Eric was next. Go ahead, Eric. Go ahead, Brown.
I was just saying, Tracy, that kid that called your child that word, he's going to get his in the future, so don't worry about that.
Go ahead, Brown.
Wrong act. Do you think that black people that choose not to celebrate or participate in 4th of July because in 1776 The majority of black people in America were slaves when the the
Declaration
of Independence.
Absolutely.
Do you think that black people are justified if they choose not to recognize that holiday?
America is so great. I think if you don't want to celebrate it, that's your business. But we need to understand that no matter what, however you choose to celebrate your 4th of July weekend, if it's going to be a family weekend, if it's going to be Independence weekend, we need to understand that no matter what goes on, we're still free in America, and you have to take on the responsibility of freedom. Because what's happening now is we are becoming victims, and the victims are being cared for by the people, and we're still slaves.
Well, I mean, we have what's called a free country, but we also incarcerate more people than any other country in the world, more than communist China, more than Russia.
Brown, I only have 7 minutes. That's because we don't participate in the process.
No.
Am I unmuted?
Brown, hold on.
I was asking if I was unmuted because you had me muted so long last time. I wasn't the one making that noise when you muted me. So go ahead.
I muted everybody because it was just too much noise. I couldn't handle it. Go ahead, Brown.
No. I mean, there's some people that rightfully belong in jail. But
listen,
if you just take a look at the fact that we incarcerate so many people.
Can I please? Listen, guys. The laws that are enacted on the books in every state are written by people that you send to your state house and your state senate. People are so undereducated that they don't know how to move the system within their own state, in their neighbors who go down to represent them to get what they want to get done. And if you don't like it, you can always change it. Because you're seeing that happen on a large basis every day now. The problem is we are not taking an active role in our freedom. If you want people to do whatever you want them to do, if you've got enough people, that's why marijuana is being legalized in other states. That's why same-sex marriages is being legalized in so many states. The reason is because there's a group of people who are working with inside of the program, and they're working it to their advantage, and the people who don't like it are sitting on the background complaining.
30% of people in favor of anything that act within the system can get their way.
And the problem is people are lazy right now and will not take advantage of that which they have in front of them.
Well, because they
see
a lot of...
They take the victim role.
And some people are apathetic, like myself. And some people just really don't believe in the system because there's a lot of hypocrisy in the system. And now our system is really driven, political system is really driven by money.
Absolutely.
It's driven by money so much.
But listen to what I'm saying. Because I got to go. Brown, I really got to go for the end of the day. I'm done. Listen.
They're not to be trusted.
The reason why it's driven by money is because we have become too ignorant to drive it by our brain power.
I don't know the answer, but
I'm telling you the answer.
No, that
this is
not
rocket science.
Well,
this is the answer. The answer is the reason why it's driven by money is because Americans are too lazy to drive it by intelligence. It takes work to think, and it takes work to act, and it takes work to move forward. And we're too lazy and apathetic to get engaged in the process to change it for ourselves because we don't believe the Constitution actually belongs to us. So we give it over to a group of people based on money and based on their own influences, and they execute it for them, and they use you as pawns. That's just the truth of the matter, whether we want to accept it or not. That's why they're making people more impoverished. That's why they're allowing these things to happen in America today, because we're Americans are lazy. It's not money. It's brawn. And it's brains. I'm done.
day.
Thank God.
So what are you doing this weekend?
I'm celebrating the 4th of July with family.
Good.
And with a friend. I'm going to do the parade in Canfield. Good. I'm going to do the parade in Austintown. And hope it's not too hot.
We're taking off from Marietta Thursday night.
Hope it's not too hot. And I'm going to enjoy Marietta. Mm-hmm. Where is that at?
Tracy.
The other end of 77.
Yep, Yankee.
There's nothing illegal about a child calling another child that word. Heck, blacks call each other that word all the time.
It's,
and I also see whites and blacks interact
today
with that word together.
Pionki.
No.
Pionki.
Yes.
You know that. He's right. Because I can play Pastor Manning right now, and Pastor Manning will tell you all, everybody N-word, absolutely.
No,
Pastor Manning
not
off the hook.
I see white groups where white and blacks together, where white would call, what's up, not just what's up, but, you know, use the word
you,
in a conversation with another black, and so on, so on, so on. So it's nothing illegal. You cannot legislate a person's thoughts.
Pionki, if I harass you with the N word, it can be illegal, because in many states, bullying is now illegal. He is right about
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bullying
is illegal. Using the word, what? So you get a higher degree of, you have a higher fine for
absolutely
using the word N word.
Absolutely, because you can use it as a form of harassment.
That's the moral.
I'm done for the day.
Those
God bless
laws
you guys.
Need to
have
be.
Good weekend.
Those laws need to be challenged at the court.
Jeff and Mark Manzi will be here on tomorrow.
Oh, Jeff knows everything, and Mark knows it all.
Yes.
That should be interesting.
That'll be an interesting show. They're going to have Power of the Arts going to come on. I'm going to talk about what's going to go on at Youngstown State University on tomorrow. And 4th of July, you'll be hearing a pre-recorded show. God bless you guys. On the weekend, we'll be off, and we'll be back here on Monday. Please be safe over the weekend. No drinking and driving. Please take care of yourself. And we will see you back here on tomorrow. God bless, and have a good day.
Christ, Lord, through the perilous fire, oh Lord, oh the fire, oh the rampart we watched was so gallant.
Tracy and Friends.
I'm cracking up.